Westworld is back for its fourth season. And let me tell you about here, every time this show returns, I actually have to go back and rewatch stuff because there always is like a 2-year delay between seasons.
I just noticed that.
And I can never remember anything that has gone on.
Yeah.
If you are watching Westworld, I think it's safe to say that this can be labeled as a series for grown-ups in the sense that there is very little that's explained to you. You have to surrender yourself to the story. You may not know anything that's going on for at least 6 episodes, but when everything finally lands, it is so satisfying. And season 4 is no different from seasons 1, 2, and 3. Because we've seen the first 4 episodes. I think the first 2 episodes are out on HBO at the moment. It's a weekly drop, obviously. But we've seen the first 4 episodes because they gave us preview access. And I still don't know what's going on in this season.
And it's that thing where you just said earlier about how it all only falls into place, I think, in episode 3 or 4 this season. I hate it when they do that because it's only an 8-episode season.
But even then, it's not quite fallen into place. You get a general idea.
Yeah. I won't say it falls into place. I will say the fog slowly starts to clear.
Yes.
The first 2-3 episodes, you're always just, you know, fumbling along, grasping at things, with just hoping for some semblance of a story step that you can take and get on the staircase. But it's not until 3 or 4 where you go, okay, here we go.
But it is very rewarding. And I think that's the key, right? So if you stick with it as a narrative reward, it really pays off. I thought season 3 was a little messy, but it kind of really paid off in those last 2 episodes and you got a really satisfying end.
Yep.
At this point, I will say spoilers for season 3 because it's impossible to talk about season 4 without talking about the end of season 3. So if you haven't seen any Westworld, check out right now.
And here's the thing, right? For a series that takes 2 years between seasons, it's such a tight follow-up to the season before it. It's a weird thing to be. It wasn't until I looked this up that I realized season 3 ended in May 2020. And season 4 only kicked off at the end of June 22. So the thread picks up from the end of the last one.
At the end of season 3, I was curious as to how they were going to bring back Evan Rachel Wood because her story was essentially over. Dolores Abernathy is dead. Here's the thing. She stays dead. They don't have a cop-out for it.
Mm.
In season 4, Evan Rachel Wood plays a new character.
Yes.
And I think you can do that in Westworld, and it's okay. She plays Christina in season 4. We still don't know anything about her, except for the fact that she's like this science fiction writer for an entertainment company. And the mystery kind of begins anew, which is very, very cool because you see this familiar face, but it's a completely different character. And it's not even a different character in the way that she's been reprogrammed, for example, as in the last 3 seasons.
It could potentially be a completely different machine.
Could be.
Right? And I think that's the easiest way to think about it. It's not a copy of Dolores. It's a new machine with a new software, but with the same face.
I mean, it's no longer a surprise. It was announced that James Marsden was coming back to the show. He was doing all the junkets and there are interviews out there with him, but we still don't know who he is. So let's just say that's to be determined who James Marsden is playing. We see him at the end of episode 1. And like all of the Westworld shows, there are multiple threads going on. And all of them, I have to say, are incredibly interesting. And I think this is a credit to the writing. There are so many of these kinds of shows where when there are multiple threads going on, sometimes I want to move on. Stranger Things is a very good example. I prefer some threads to the others.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah, every time the boring threads show up, I'm like, can we get back? Can we get back to what's going on with Eleven, please? Can we get back to Hawkins? Right? That's what I want to know. Westworld, on the other hand, I have to say, Tendiwe Newton's thread, Maeve, fantastic. Jeffrey Wright seems to be on a buddy comedy with Luke Hemsworth. And then there's James Marsden and Christina, Evan Rachel Wood's character storyline. And then, of course, there's Ed Harris, who's finally shed the good guy, the man in white image, because that character is gone now. He is now fully embracing the man in black because that's who he is.
Isn't Ed Harris not Ed Harris anymore?
At the end of season 3, the post-credit sequence shows Ed Harris getting killed.
Yes.
Now, in this season, he is a host replica of the Man in Black. But he's out in the human world and he is a super bad guy.
I think it's a little disingenuous to say that Ed Harris's character has shed the Man in Black, because this version of Ed Harris is not at all that William, right? This is a new version of, well, I guess. And that's why I love this show.
The reason why you shed the image is because I think I'm citing an interview that Ed Harris did where he was talking about how he was a little, I wouldn't say, I don't know if the word is annoyed, but he didn't like playing the man in white in season 3 as much, because he said, that's not what I signed up for. I signed up to play the man in black, right?
And he signed up to be the bastard, the sadist guy, right?
Yeah, and okay, I think he's completely embracing that role in this season. He is so great. And there is some huge conspiracy between him and Tessa Thompson. And there is so much stuff that's happening. And I think the show still does well to kind of address all of those issues regarding humanity and robots and artificial intelligence and what makes us human, what counts for our humanity, and how far do we have to kind of go down that rabbit hole of artificial intelligence before we lose it all. And that seems to be the overarching theme of the show. They're still asking those questions. And what I think keeps Westworld fascinating throughout these seasons is that there are always different answers. So, like, there was a huge rebellion and war at the end of season 3, and this season seems to be heading in a completely different direction.
Yeah, season 1 and season 2, aside from Ed Harris's mission to find the center of the maze and the door and all that stuff, it's a very clear question of what is humanity, right? What makes you human? Because season 1 quite clearly posits that you don't have to be of flesh and blood to be human, because the humans in Westworld were acting less human than the robots and the AI machines, right? And I think that was a very clear question with the first, second one. I think the third one just sort of asks that question of what if AI got out? What if AI tried to take over the world? It's the pre-Matrix Matrix question.
Yeah.
At the moment, season 4 feels like it's trying to tie up those bits again. And I like that. I thought season 3 strayed too far away from the Westworld question, in air quotes, whereas season 4 looks like it's going back round again, which I like. I hate to say it, but at a lot of times, Westworld feels like one of those shows that you could / should binge because it's so heavy for you to take stuff over from the previous week?
I still think you need time to think and kind of consume it and work it out, because there's so much happening in every episode.
And that's what I mean by it being a bingeable show, because there's so much happening, you almost feel like you don't want to forget it over the course of 7 days of going to work and all that other family stuff. You know, you want to focus in on this show and carry the baggage from episode to episode and carry all those events that happen episode to episode.
I can see that, only because when I'm watching it, when they gave us preview access and we had those first 4 episodes, I did want to go on to the next episode almost immediately.
Yes.
Because there are so many characters that I've invested so much time with, and I want to know where they are, what is happening, what is going on. I have that urge, right? And
yeah.
Yes, I totally agree. I think in that sense, it's structured in a way that makes you want more. However, I have to say, there are times when I feel I really need to process what is going on. Because after watching one episode, like, this is a show that doesn't allow you to look at your phone. If you look at your phone at any point, if you get a bing,
you're done.
And you have to check that text message, you're done. You have to rewind. You have to figure it out, because every line kind of matters. Every moment means something.
Also because it's just so heavy. It's so dense, right? These bits are important. And they're not just filler dialogue between people. No. They've gotten all that character stuff out of the way. This season, you know, there isn't any more character emotional setup between Aaron Paul's character and Thandiwe Newton's character, right?
Oh, where we're fantastic. Done all that. Like, first episode, let's get on the road, right?
Yeah.
It's there. It's going.
Balls in, yeah. And I think you're right that you cannot miss it, because it's not just a character thing. You can miss a story beat. There's a secret thing that if you don't pay attention to, right? Even when they jump between stories, it's important to take notice, because there's a thing that happens in episode 3. When they jump to Jeffrey Wright's story, you may think it's one thing, but it actually is a different thing altogether. And I love that. I love when they play with convention, right? When they cut between characters, it's not one of those things where, oh, at the same time in a different place kind of situation. It could have been before, it could be after, it could be at the same time. You have to pay attention, because if not, you'll miss it.
Aaron Paul continues to be one of my favorite characters in this show. He is just amazing as Caleb. And I love where his story and arc is going this season as well. There's only so much we can talk about. Like, even to give away what happens in the first episode is to give away too much if you haven't already seen it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
especially if you're waiting to binge all 8 episodes once they're all out at the same time. All we can say is it continues to be a high watermark of television. Like, for me, Westworld is one of those pieces of science fiction that feels incredibly original. Yes, Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy have taken inspiration from video games and the original Michael Crichton work and all of that stuff. But at the same time, what they're doing and the questions they're addressing with regards to AI and robots and all of that stuff feels fresh and new and original.
And I think it's that thing you said about how they're taking inspiration from things that we know. I feel like the way they've done it is just to ensure familiarity and then taking it off into a different direction. They're not using it as crutches. They're not using it as a way to tell a story that we've seen. They're telling a very original story, but using these elements that we're all familiar with to ensure that it doesn't alienate you. And they don't have to throw too big a concept at once for you to grasp.
And all of this is done, like every season, within the structure of a mystery story. Because there is still a huge mystery that is waiting to be solved. So as a viewer, you too approach this waiting to be surprised, because you want to find out who done it, essentially. And so all of that makes for very, very compelling viewing. And we highly, highly recommend you watch Westworld. You may have read 100 things about Westworld already, and it doesn't matter. You need to experience it for yourself. You need to experience that journey, uncover those mysteries, unravel those plots. Like, I remember when season 1 dropped and we were sitting there trying to figure out all of the theories with the maze and all
the
of that
door
stuff. What does
and
it
the
mean?
Different levels. Oh my God. It was so... And you know what? I want that again. I feel like I want that mystery box again.
Yes.
Miss that mystery box.
And unlike the Abrams stuff, the mystery box here is rewarding, because there is a solution.
Yes, yes, yes.
There is a solution.
And even if the solution is a slightly ghost in the shell type situation, it never shortchanges you.
Yes.
That journey never shortchanges you. You never get disappointed. Even if the solution at the end is a guy standing in a train car, that solution was so satisfying to get to.
Watch Westworld. Watch it now. Watch it often. It's just so, so good. Season 4 is now streaming on HBO Go. Let us know what you think once you've seen it. Does it live up to seasons 1, 2, and 3? You know how to reach out. GogglerMY, all of our social media feeds. You can also email us on podcast@goggler.my or send us a WhatsApp on 012-524-5208. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Goggler Podcast.